We are on Amud Mem Bet in the Sefer Chazon Ovadia. Noagim lasot Atarat Nedarim b'yom Er Rosh Hashanah, shehu yom Chaftet Elul. The minhag to do Atarat Nedarim on the day before Rosh Hashanah, Er Rosh Hashanah, the morning of Rosh Hashanah, shehu yom, which is Chaftet, the 29th day of Elul. V'dorshei Rishumot Ramzu al Zeh, and they hinted to this. This minhag is already hinted to, as it says in the parasha that discusses people keeping to their nedarim and the obligation to keep to your neder, to your promise that you've made. It says, Lo yachel devaro kechol hayotze mipiv yaaseh. Right? One should not desecrate his words. Rather, whatever comes out of his mouth, he should fulfill. So the pasuk, the words, Lo yachel devaro kechol, those four words have the Sofet Tevot Elul. They spell out Elul. Lo Yachel Devaro Kechol. The last letter in each word spells out Elul. So there is a hint to the minhag that we have today to do Hatarat Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the minhag, it should be done in front of three people. However, it's preferred to do it in front of 10 people. That is the preferred, the ideal way to do Atarat Nedarim. It's a minhag on Erev Hashanah. It's also, we could see with our own eyes, it's also a minhag to do it on Erev Yom Kippur as well. And also the Slichot right before Rosh Hashanah, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So we see there are various minhagim, but I guess the most ancient minhag that is brought down is this minhag, to do it on Erev Hashanah. That is the minhag, and in front of 10 men. So we should be zocher not to go against any nedarim that we make and any nedarim that we do have. We should do atarat nedarim for them and unbind them, and we should all have gemar chatimah tova. Have a great day.